Welcome to the Carlin Loud Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.
Now, Sean, footy's just about finished. What are you getting
to?
You
know I love car racing.
Do you?
Yeah, and this year, Formula One, which some people have said is boring, and to be honest, in some years it has been, but this has got to be the most exciting season of Formula One for a long, long time. But you wouldn't know. I mean, do you know much? You don't care about Formula One. I mean,
Hang on. How do you qualify most exciting? Because I reckon I went to the most exciting race of Formula One.
Were you there when Jack Brabham won his last world championship, 1966?
No, I'm afraid you went there solo. But, you know, with the 1985, the first Grand Prix in Adelaide, I went there and took photographs on the practice days and things like that. So I walked all the way around the track and found good spots. You've seen some of the photos?
You have sent me some photos. I know I'm just being facetious. Now, I know you know a little bit about Formula One.
Yeah. And Alan Jones, I've got a great photo of him, as you know. And he won the World Championship in 1980, 5 years before Adelaide. And, of course, you mentioned Jack Brabham. Now, he won it. Late 50s, early 60s, three titles?
He was a three-time world championship winner. So I think he won two in the late 50s and then 66, if I might be wrong there, but I think that was his last one.
Yeah, and I think his son raced, not Formula One, but he raced as well.
Yeah, he has raced different types of car, but wasn't successful in Formula One.
Now, I went to the Formula One in LA several times because a couple of times they actually held fun runs at the end of a practice session. And I remember one of the races was about 7.5K and the other one, which was, I think, two laps of the track, and the other one was a marked out 5K. And I'll never forget that because it was a stinking hot day and they herded us in this area on bitumen and all the, you could see the heat coming off the bitumen and people were burning their feet. They had shoes on.
Yeah, it was that hot.
We were there for like an hour waiting in this penned up area. So they organised a fun run, but I don't think it was people that understood running that organised it.
Well, I remember those things back in the day, and because the Formula One used to be in the Australian Formula One was the last on the calendar.
Yes.
And so, you know, sometimes world championships were decided here in Australia, which is always exciting. And then they switched to having Australia being the first on the calendar.
Not in Adelaide.
No, that's when Melbourne
pinched it.
Stole.
Kick a Vic.
That was a big problem, wasn't it? People were very upset about that. And it was, I went to the Formula One a couple of times and it is a spectacle, isn't it?
Yeah.
I have not been to the one in Melbourne, but of course last year they were in Melbourne actually racing that weekend when COVID struck the McLaren team and they shut the whole thing down, which became sort of that really ruined the start of the season, and they went back to Europe and they did not race for a couple of months until they could sort out a different season, which they did. And this year, of course, Australia was going to be first again, but still not happy here, and so they wouldn't go with it. And they put it back late in the season, but they've ended up canning the whole thing now. So we won't get a Formula One race, unfortunately, this year.
Adelaide won the best course a couple of times, and some of the people, remember, you'd walk down the east end of town and you'd see people just walking around like George Harrison and people like this. It was incredible.
Well, it's a circus, isn't it? And famous people love to be part of the Formula One circus. And so, and remember the sound? It was deafening. I mean, it's just, the V8s have been, and we've lost the V8s now, thanks to, let's not be too political, but again, we've lost the V8s from Adelaide now, from the street track. So, but the sound was just incredible.
And we've also lost the cycling event for next year.
It's been canned again for 2 years in a row. This COVID stuff has really taken its toll, isn't it?
Yeah.
But anyway, this season, let me just tell you how it is right now. It's 15 rounds down, 7 rounds to go. Now, Lewis Hamilton, anyone who follows Formula One would have heard of Sir Lewis Hamilton. He's that good. He's been knighted. Now, he's won 7 world championships. That equals the great Michael Schumacher, who won 7, but, of course, had a skiing accident. And then hasn't been in a great state at all health-wise. So he's now totaled 100 wins. On the weekend just gone in Russia, he came over. He was not leading the race. I'll get to that later. But he won in, not controversial, but he won. And that was his 100th win. He's also had 100 poles. So he's passed Schumacher in terms of wins and number of poles. He hasn't, however, passed him in terms – he's equal a number of championships. Currently, he leads the world championship. He's got 246.5 points. And Max Verstappen, young driver for Red Bull, who has been the sort of one that everyone's been talking about now for a couple of seasons.
He's the one on the verge to
– He's on the verge. Never won a world championship. It's only early 20s. 244.5 points, 2 points separate them with 7 rounds to go.
And yet what, you get like 25 points for win and 18 for second?
25 for a win and then it drops away, you're 18 and then goes down. And only the first 10 cars get points. If you finish 10th, you get 1 point. So the points drop off quite rapidly. So a win makes a big difference. And I'll tell you what, the last 5 races have been just – action-packed.
I remember a few weeks ago you telling me about you got really excited about Daniel Ricciardo from Western Australia. He won a race.
Well, I love Daniel Ricciardo, and he is such a fun character in Formula One. Like, he's this joker guy. He's always got a smile on his face. And some of the, you know, like in sports, there's some people that are very, very serious, very politically correct. That is not Daniel Ricciardo.
That was in Monza, wasn't it?
It was in Italy, in Monza, the Temple of Speed, they call it. Now, I'll just set the story prior to that, because Ricciardo was with Red Bull. His partner was Max Verstappen. So this was a number of years ago, like 3 years ago. Ricciardo was the number one driver for Red Bull. Verstappen comes along. Everyone's talking about Verstappen. It got clear to Ricciardo that that's where they were putting all of their eggs into his basket, not Ricciardo's basket. Now, he left Red Bull to go to Renault. And at the time, it was just, oh, is that a great move? Because Renault were struggling, but they were improving. And he had a contract with Renault for a couple of years. He ended up getting a podium with them. So he took them, and they ended up getting third in the championship. So they improved. After the Melbourne, we said Melbourne got canned because of COVID in 2020, and there was this break in the season, all of a sudden there was these shifts in contracts. Carlos Sainz, who was with McLaren, ended up going to Ferrari because Ferrari got rid of Sebastian Vettel at the end of the season. That left a space in McLaren racing team, who again, at that point, were not beating Renault, but were on a great improvement. McLaren have been multiple world championship winners in the past.
They've been up the top for many years.
But haven't been for about 8 or 9 years. Now, he made a move to go to McLaren. So he had to finish the season with Renault when they got racing again, knowing he's going to McLaren. And there was a lot of – like Renault were not happy with him about that. But anyway, so Ricciardo has not had a win for 3 years, not since he left Red Bull. And to win at Monza from start to finish was fabulous. But not only that, Lando Norris, a 21-year-old guy, excellent racer, came second. McLaren got their first 1-2 in 9 years.
Back in the old days in Adelaide, I'm sure McLaren always sort of like did well.
They did, though. I mean, they have won multiple world championships. I mean, you've got, think Ferrari, and you think Williams. Even Williams, have won. You know, Alan Jones won his world championship with them, but Williams have really struggled. McLaren had been struggling, and Mercedes have just been this juggernaut. They've I can't remember exactly what year, but they changed engines. They went to this turbo hybrid engine, and since then, Mercedes have not lost the world championship. Now, of course, Lewis Hamilton has been in that team. So he's now won multiple world championships. Mercedes have won multiple constructors' championships. But currently, as I said, Red Bull are second, knocking on the door, hoping to win the constructors. And, of course, Max Verstappen hoping to win the world championship. But McLaren are currently third in the constructors.
Now, with this most recent race, tell us a little bit when the weather came in and Hamilton was running second and they called him in?
The thing. Lando Norris is this young English guy. So Lewis Hamilton from England, Lando Norris from England. Norris is with McLaren. He got his first pole. All right, so think of it. There's Lewis Hamilton. He's had 100 pole positions. Norris got his first pole ever. Anyway, so off they went on the race. Norris did not get the lead at the beginning, but ended up taking the lead pretty early on and was in the lead the whole way. Hamilton dropped from, I reckon he started fourth on the grid and dropped actually down to seventh at the start. Had a terrible start, but as he does, he got his way back to second and was after the pit stop. They normally have one pit stop where they change tyres. no change of fuel. He's just getting closer and closer, lap after lap. Now, he got to within 2 seconds of him, but then Norris seemed to be, and all of a sudden he started improving his lap times. Like, I think he'd just been saving his tyres. So it seemed, listening to commentators, watching the race, Norris had it all under control. Then they say, hang on, there's rain coming. You think, oh my God. And they're saying, there's 53 lap race. We're getting to lap 47, 48. And all of a sudden on one part of the complex, there's rain, but not the other. So that, of course, Norris is leading. He gets to that part where the rain is first, thinks, well, the cars are all over the place. Now there's chat on the radio because they have, they can come in for, they've got rain tires or what they call intermediates, which for dry, sort of dry, wet track.
So for driving.
Yeah. And these guys were on old slicks by now because it's near the end of the race. All this radio chatter, should you come in, should you? And Norris is like, no, I'm going to stay out. I think I can handle it. And, of course, Norris knows if he goes in first, and that's the problem, he's leading his first ever if he gets it. Hamilton's sitting second. This will be his 100th if he gets it, experience. And Norris knows if he comes in and, of course, Hamilton doesn't, the race is over for him. So he's like, I'm staying out. And it's getting treacherous. Like, he could hardly keep the car on the track. Now, all the other guys who are a fair way back now are thinking, well, I'm coming in for change my tyres. Both McLaren and Mercedes are saying to Norris and Hamilton, I think you should come in. I think you should come in for change your tyres. And they both ignore them. Just keep going. Now, it gets worse. So all of a sudden, the rain is heavier, and it's clearly heavier. Norris goes off the track, comes back on in front of, still in front of
Hamilton.
Get to the pits, and they're saying, you're going to come in. And he's like, no, shut up. I'm staying out. This young guy, like, he's so pumped. And what does Hamilton do? Comes in saying, oh, wow. Norris keeps going. Jesus, this kid could win it now. He's got 26-second lead on Hamilton now, but Hamilton's got now better tyres.
Better tyres, yeah.
So you think, there's only, like, now two laps to go. Surely he can hold on. But the rain gets even worse, and the next bit, it's just, like, so wet that this kid, poor kid, cannot stay on the track. He's just slowed right down. Hamilton's closing on the gap, every, you know, part of the track, closer, closer, closer. And then the poor kid slides off the track. Hamilton goes by him. And, of course, the kid's heartbroken on the radio. 21-year-old kid. Oh, not kid, but you know what I mean. He's like, oh, I've got to come in. So he finally gets to the pits, actually slides in the pit lane, goes out of the pit lane,
I can just
back onto the track,
that, yeah.
And then has to come back in. He ended up finishing seventh, poor guy, after leading for all but two laps. Hamilton goes on to win, get his 100th win, which is, yeah, that's historic milestone. Great thing was Ricciardo did come in, Norris's teammate, and ended up getting fourth, so just missed out on the podium again. So McLaren got a fourth and a seventh, and it would have been great to see Norris get his first win, but Hamilton got his 100th win.
Now, we were talking previously in regards to the championship and the race where it was too wet to race and they took him around for two laps and counted that.
Well, very quickly, in Silverstone, again, very close championship, Hamilton takes out Verstappen in a high-speed corner, first lap, puts Verstappen into the wall, ends up in hospital. Hamilton goes on to win, is now in front of the championship. Verstappen then comes back. We go to Spa in Belgium, and it's raining so heavily that they think they can't run the race. They end up actually doing two laps behind the safety car in just formation, no racing at all. And then they go, because the rule is, if you do two laps, it's counted as a race. You only get half points, though. So that's what they decided to do. So Verstappen wins in Belgium, gets only half points, though, now leads the championship. Then they go into Netherlands to race,
which is his home race. Yep.
He just has a great weekend, wins, further increases his lead in the championship. Then they go to Monza. Now, remember, Hamilton's taken out Verstappen in Silverstone. They're now in Monza. And anyway, Verstappen's having a much better race than Hamilton, goes into the pits. They stuff his pit. He's up in there for 11 seconds. Normally these guys are done in 2 seconds. That's how quick their pit stops is. So when he comes back out, he's actually just in front of – or sorry, he's behind. He's coming out, and he's behind Hamilton, who's coming out of the pits, and he's coming down. They're getting the first chicane, and Verstappen's one of these young guys who just doesn't ever quit. He tries to take Hamilton going to the chicane. They crash. Hamilton ends up underneath Verstappen's car, both out the race. And so so two big crashes, both involving the two leaders in the championship. So there's a lot of angst currently in the championship, a lot of angst. And seven rounds to go.
Well, look, that's fantastic. We'll have to speak about this again at the end of the championship. But that's all for now. So ends the Lotus Colour and Lade Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.